It's Plant Talk on KFGO with retired horticulturalist Dave Decock here on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 FM. Dave, welcome back to the studio.
Well, it's great to be here.
This is just the final stretch of Plant Talk. We've got only one left after this.
That's right. So if you got questions,
yeah,
you get this week or next week, or you can wait till the 1st of December when we talk about Christmas trees.
There you go. Yes, we'll have one holiday edition of Plant Talk after these last two. But wow, we were just talking on the break, and what a beautiful fall we've had.
It sure has. It's too bad spring can't be as nice as fall. This would be a great place.
But it would.
Spring usually is cold and crappy and wet, and then all at once it gets 80.
Right.
You know, you just don't get anything like this. If spring would start, you know, 50s, 60s, gradually work its way up to 80, it would be great. But it always seems that it goes from cold to hot.
Yep. Well, someone wants to know if it's too late to plant grass seed yet this fall.
Well, I'd be a little bit gun-shy about doing it now because I'm afraid you plant it now, it takes a couple of weeks to come up, and it may not be well enough established before winter. So I'd be a little bit, usually they say the 1st of October is definitely the latest you want to go. So
I suppose if you've got it, you could just use it and see what happens.
Yeah, you could do that. But if it's new seed, the germination rate would still be at least 50% in the spring. You could use it then, just put it down a little thicker.
Okay.
You'd probably have better success then.
Someone else wants to know if they should aerate their yard this fall. And if I aerate, can I still fertilize and overseed?
Oh, boy, that's also getting late because the aeration tends to, when you aerate, you tend to damage the grass seed to some, or the grass plants that are there to some degree. If you put fertilizer down, you tend to stimulate growth. And once we start getting October, we want the grass to slow down growth and get ready for winter. So I'd be a little bit hesitant about doing that too. 2 weeks ago, I would have said, great. Right now, we're starting to get to a point where we probably should start bailing out on that kind of thing.
Okay, let's see.
We also had another question about low-hanging limbs on an apple tree. When's the best time to trim those?
Well, usually with apple trees and flowering crabs, that kind of thing, the recommended time is in the spring after the danger of very cold weather has passed, but before they leaf out. So that would be when to go. If for some reason they're hanging down, they're in the way, and they're going to be a problem this winter, so sure, go ahead and do that, but I've got some like that, too, because I have so much fruit and some of those branches are really hanging. I think I'll just leave mine till spring and get them then.
Okay, someone wants to know, they bought winter fertilizer. Should they put it down now or wait another couple of weeks?
Oh, boy.
Fertilizer.
I guess the winterizing fertilizer, I would do it right now rather than wait a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Because you want it to be used up before we go into winter. If you wait 2 weeks, it's going to stimulate growth, and it's going to be actively growing too late into the fall. So if you've got it, you have to use it, go ahead and do it now rather than wait.
Okay, Joni is on the line for you next.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, Dave. Question on hostas.
Sure.
What to do to prepare them for winter and when to trim them back?
Well, you really don't need to do anything. You can cut them back in the fall, cut all the leaves off, but wait later yet. It's still pretty early to be cutting things back. So the weather is up. You know, I hate to have you cut them back and then this nice weather continue and they start sending up more growth. So I would give them at least another couple weeks, maybe even more before you cut them back. Or you can just let them go till spring and clean them up then. I myself do them in the fall because it's so much nicer in the fall to do it than it is to try and do it in the spring. You try and do it in the spring and it's wet and yucky and mucky and whatever. Whereas if you do it in the fall, it's nice weather out. You can go out and do it. You could do it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and it's not going to be too hot and it's not going to be wet. So I do mine in the fall, but I would certainly wait later to do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure. Okay, bye-bye, Joni.
Cutting back stuff, is it still a little bit early? Can we wait to do that, or should we start getting that done, Dave?
Well, I would wait. I know people like to do it to get it done, but it's better if you can wait. As I explained to the lady with the hostas, if you cut them back too soon, they're going to start growing again.
And that's for everything.
Right, that's pretty much for everything. Some things like the mums, I don't cut back at all because the more top you leave, the more snow is going to get held, and the better the chance for the mum to get through the winter. So, but with other things that you cut back in the fall, I would give it at least a couple more weeks. I haven't started cutting back yet.
Jared is on the line for you next.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Dave.
Yes.
See, I had a question. I grow my own asparagus in my backyard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In a raised bed.
Sure.
Is it better to leave it all grown up
now
through the wintertime?
Yeah.
And then cut it down in the springtime?
Right. As soon as it dries enough in the spring, get those cut down before the new shoots start coming up. But the good advantage of doing it now is it's going to hold snow in that area, and especially in a raised bed, because you want that raised bed to pretty much be snowed in, because that's going to protect the roots. So I would leave everything the way it is until spring. In the spring, when the snow is gone and you can get to it, get those old stalks out so that when the new growth comes, the bed's clean.
Okay, how about asparagus that's just naturally in the ground?
When
do you
mean
leave that?
As far as protecting it for the winter, you mean the roots?
Yeah, it's like wild asparagus. Do you leave that?
Sure. Yeah. No, you don't dig the roots up. No, you leave the roots there, and hopefully you get good enough snow cover where the raised beds are. They make it through the winter, and if they do, then they're more established than they were this year, and you should get even a better crop next year. Yeah, just leave everything, but leave the tops so that you hold snow, and that'll protect the roots for the winter.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Jared. Bye. Bye-bye.
Let's get back to the phone lines. I see your messages coming into the text club. We'll try to get to those in a moment, but Kurt is next.
Hi, Kurt.
I got a question on that asparagus. I've got like 47 plants growing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was told if a guy cut those ferns off now and put about 3 inches of cow manure on it and then cover it with straw, that would help it out. Am I wrong?
Well,
or not?
That would basically do the same thing as your tops being there is doing. It's going to hold, it's going to protect the roots from winter damage, and getting the stalks off there certainly would help with putting your mulch down. So if you're going to put the mulch down, you could certainly cut the tops back, put the mulch there, and that's going to give you the protection that you'd get from the snow if you leave the tops there. So you can do that.
Okay.
Most people don't do that. If they're not going to do anything, then we leave the tops on so it holds the snow. But if you're going to mulch it, then just get the tops out of the way and do your mulching.
Well, I know we got to start watering it a little earlier in the year because what I watered, it was getting into May, first of June.
Right.
And it didn't produce as good.
Right.
But I want to get some Jersey breed, I think.
Yeah, Jersey Giant or something like that, yeah. The thing with asparagus, they say that the male plants are more productive. So a lot of places will sell male plants, and I think Jersey Giant is probably a male plant, and male plants tend to be more vigorous, more productive than the female plants. So, and I think Jersey Giant is one, and you'd probably get more production and bigger spears with that.
Thanks for your call, Kurt. Someone else in the text club says, I recently moved to a home that has an overgrown rose bush. Can I cut it down to the ground? And if so, can I do it now? Also, do the rose bushes spread as there are daylilies for under the rose bush? So it looks like it has spread. Can I dig out part and replant somewhere else? Okay, let's start with, can they cut it down to the ground now? And if...
Well, I guess I'm without knowing for sure what kind it is. If it's a shrub rose, you could cut it back. I guess I never cut them down to the ground. I probably cut mine down maybe 6 inches high, and then I get bags of leaves. Fill plastic bags with leaves and take those and stuff those in around the plants that are cut back, and that tends to protect them pretty well for the winter. I've got some of the very hardy William Baffin. It's a shrub rose, and I never protect it at all, but I usually just wait till spring when it starts leafing out. Anything that's dead, I cut it off. But as far as if this one is spreading, I certainly wouldn't try taking the suckers now and moving them. I would wait in spring and then do it then. Right now is not a good time to transplant things like that.
Okay. Okay to trim a black walnut tree. It's about 13 feet high.
Sure, there'd be no problem doing that. The only thing to keep in mind is that when you start taking branches off, it slows down the growth of the tree because there's going to be less leaves there. So if you don't have to take the branches off, let it get bigger and then gradually start taking those lower branches off, because the more leaves, the faster the tree grows.
Yeah, they want to take about a foot off.
A foot of
off the 13-foot walnut tree.
Oh, they want to cut off on top.
I'm going to guess, yeah, okay. That's what it sounds like. And it says easier to do it when the leaves are off.
Oh, sure, it would be. But, yeah, and you could do that in the fall or the spring, either one. I guess I don't know why. Maybe it's in a location where they don't want it to get bigger, and if that's the case, they could certainly do it in the fall once the leaves go, or get it in the spring before it gets leafed.
Okay. When do you cut back hydrangeas?
With hydrangeas, there's no set rule. If you've got a shrub hydrangea, and it's got those big heads on and they're fairly attractive, I just leave them until the spring and then cut them off when I do the spring pruning. If they have the Annabelle hydrangea and it's attractive, you can leave that till spring. If it's not attractive with Annabelles, you usually go in and cut them off about 6-8 inches high. And so you cut everything off, leave the stalks about 6-8 inches high. So depending on what you've got, because there are two types. There's the panicle type, which is the shrub type, and there is the Annabelle, which is one that comes from the ground.
Someone wants to know if they can still lay sod down yet this year.
If you do it right away, yes. If you do it right away.
Today.
I think the break off on the sod is probably about the 1st of October. So the thing with sod is when you get it laid down, water it in good, but then don't water any more than you have to, because what you want that sod to do is to root down into the soil below. Some people lay sod in the fall and they water so much that it never roots down to the soil below, and then, of course, winter kills. So if you put sod down, you have to keep it enough so it doesn't dry up, but you want to get it to root into the soil, so be careful with the watering.
This is Plant Talk with retired horticulturalist Dave Decock on the Mighty 790 KFGO, brought to you by The Lawn Doctor. It's Plant Talk on KFGO with retired horticulturalist Dave Decock here on the Mighty 790, brought to you by The Lawn Doctor, taking all of your lawn and garden questions. And Mary is next up, Dave.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dave. Say, I have some strawberries I would like to move from one garden and put them into a raised bed.
Right.
Do it now or
no,
in the spring?
No, I would wait, do it in the spring now. How raised is a raised bed going to be?
Not that tall, probably about 6-8 inches.
Okay. The thing we have to keep in mind is, how big is a raised bed going to be? I mean, square-wise.
It's probably it's just a small one, like maybe 8 feet by 6 feet.
Oh, that's a pretty good size then. Just when you do plant them, don't plant them right close to the edge either, because the soil, once we have soil that's above ground level, it gets the same temperature as the air temperature outside. So you probably want to insulate it some for the winter. When you do plant them in the spring, but plant them in a ways from the edges.
Okay.
It's not as likely to winter kill that way. And if you can put bags of leaves around the outside of the bed, that would tend to protect the soil in the bed too. But,
okay.
But wait till spring to do it.
Sounds good. Okay, one more question.
Sure.
What about garlic?
Oh,
I have some garlic bulbs that have dried down,
sure.
And I've never done garlic before, and I wanted to put those into a raised bed.
Sure, I would. I think I'd go ahead and do that now rather than try and keep them through the winter.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing with bulbs is they're always using energy, and the bulb is the energy source, and it's sort of like buying tulip bulbs in the fall and keeping them till spring. The bulb uses a lot of that food reserve because it's alive. And the garlic would do the same thing. So I guess I would get them planted now as soon as you can. Water them in good. Okay. And like I say, keep them back from the edge of ways, because it's more protected when you get closer to the middle.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure. Okay. Bye-bye, Mary.
Okay, bye. Dave, let's swing back over to the text line here. This person says, can I cut my grasses back now? Usually cut back in the spring, but need to thin out.
Well, the thing is with the grasses, what happens is your grass continues, the clump keeps getting bigger. And many of the grasses, what will happen is the clump gets bigger, the center of the clump tends to die out. And so what I do is I would wait until spring, cut them back in the spring, and then take the spade and cut out a good portion of what you've got so you just have one nice clump left. And that's what you kind of need to do with grasses. Otherwise, the clump gets bigger, but the grass in the center dies out. So what I do is I take most of it out and I leave one big clump, let that go, and that goes for a couple of years before it gets too thick. Then I go ahead and do the same thing again, or take and dig some of it and move it to another spot. But I would wait and do it in the spring. Cutting back now is not, I know with grasses, it's always recommended you do it in the spring.
All right, fantastic. Let's go to the phone line now. Greg is on the line for you.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, how are you today?
Good.
Say, we planted some zone 4 wisteria this year that on a pergola that grew fantastic, and
right.
We're really excited about it.
Right.
And what I'm worried about is the rabbits eating that over the stems over the winter.
Oh, okay. Is there any?
And what I was thinking of doing was wrapping the whole bottom of the pergola with 3 feet of fencing along there protect both sides of it.
Right. If you can physically keep the rabbits out, of course, that's going to be great. The only thing, the problem is going to happen is that once if the snow gets higher than the fencing, of course, then they'll get up there and they'll eat above that. But you'd still have the bottom 3 feet that would come back pretty rapidly.
Okay, so you and I are on the same point.
Oh, yeah, I think,
I gotta protect it.
Right. It would come back in the spring from the root, but it would come back much faster if you had at least 3 feet of good stock. So I think wrapping that, putting fencing or something around to keep the rabbits out would be a good idea. And if we do get deep snow and you can go and pull the fencing up as the snow gets deeper, you could do that too, and that would protect it higher up.
Perfect. How about we have some new lilac bushes we put in this year also?
They should be fine for the winter.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Yeah. I appreciate all your advice.
Oh, sure.
Keep it up.
Anytime. Just call again anytime. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Someone asks, did we get the raspberry question in?
Not yet.
When is a good time to trim raspberry plants? Now we're in the spring.
Well, what you can do with them, if you've got the time now, is the raspberry canes that had fruit this year, and you'll be able to pick those out because the canes that had fruit are the two-year-old canes. Usually the bark is starting to peel on. They're starting to look kind of crappy, so to speak. And the new ones that grew this year, they're usually nice and green and healthy looking. You can go and cut out those canes that had fruit this year, cut them out at the ground level, get them out of there. And then in the spring of the year, the canes that you leave now in the spring of the year, you thin them out to probably 6-8 inches apart and maybe take 6 inches off the top. And then you'll be going next year, so you get a good crop next year. So the ones that had fruit this year, you can go ahead and cut them out now.
Listening to Plant Talk on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 FM, KFGO.
Plant Talk with Dave Decock is on the air, brought to you by The Lawn Doctor. You said you're not cutting anything back yet. Are you waiting another week or two?
Another week or two.
Okay.
I try and wait as long as I dare to without it being too cold out. You know, the problem is when you start getting 35 or 40 and you're out cutting things back, it gets pretty miserable.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get myself in that situation. But I want to let them go as long as I can because I realize that the longer the growing season, the more nutrient is put into the roots and the better it's going to be next year. So that's the reason I don't want people cutting things back any sooner than they have to, but you don't want to get stuck out there at 35 degrees cutting back because that's pretty miserable.
Someone wants to know the best way to store their hibiscus plant so it survives the winter.
Well, the thing with hibiscus is what I do with mine is when we were in Hawaii about 20 years ago, we bought a little stick and grew it. And the thing with a lot of these hibiscus, you get a good hard frost and it kills the plant. So you have to get it dug and brought in before that. I take mine, dig it, put it in a big pot, and in the basement we've got some fluorescent lights, and I just put it under the fluorescent lights, and it makes it through the winter. It struggles. I water it once in a while, no more than I have to, and it's kind of tacky looking by spring, but then I take and plant it outside again, and within a month, it looks great again. So that's what I do with mine. My wife has a cactus collection. We put them in the same spot so that they have the fluorescent lights on about 12 hours a day and occasionally water when I have to.
Okay. Is the hibiscus the only one that you dig up and keep in the basement for the winter, or do you have others?
No, the hibiscus is the only, hibiscus is the only thing that I have to take in.
Okay, sounds good. And of course, the cactus make their way down to the basement
now,
as well.
Some hibiscus are hardy enough for here, and if they are hardy enough or close to hardy enough, then just mulch them really good so they make it through the winter.
We already answered this question, Dave, so it's a repeat, sure. But we have people asking it still in our text club, and maybe they missed the first part, and they want to know if they can still plant grass.
It's getting close to being too late. So usually they say it should be done by the end of September. So if you can get the seed out there now and get it worked in, yeah, you're okay. But it would have been much safer if you had done it a couple weeks ago.
What about carrots and beets? When do they have to be dug by?
They have to be dug before the ground freezes.
Okay.
So there's at least a month left before they have to be out of the ground.
What about something like onions?
Onions, usually the tops on the onions tend to die down. It's sort of like potatoes. When the top's all dead, then you might as well get them dug. Now, my daughter-in-law's got potatoes. Some of the plants are nice and green yet. So I said, just let them go, because as long as they're green, those tubers are getting bigger. Now, once they die down or we get a hard frost and the top dies, well, then, then you got to be harvested. Pumpkins and squash, I leave them out there until we get a frost. Once all the vines are dead with pumpkins and squash, then you harvest them. And if you want to save them for a long period of time, you have to cure them in a warm place for a week or two so that the rind really hardens up. The ones that aren't ripe enough, of course, they turn to mush. So if you want them for Halloween, you keep them in a cool spot. If they're not totally hard enough, not mature enough to cure, then hopefully they can make it to Halloween.
So when you buy a jack-o'-lantern, like a pumpkin,
right,
in the grocery store right now,
right,
you shouldn't be putting that on your porch right away when they can still get kind of hot during the day? Or should you be storing it a little?
It should not be a problem, because those should be mature enough.
Okay.
You know, if they're mature enough, they can be stored out.
Okay, just a few last questions here, Dave. Someone says, have new asparagus this year. We let it grow out this year, looking wonderful. Should we harvest any next year, which would be the second year?
I would guess it would be what you, in the spring, get all these fronds and stalks out of there. If you get some growth that has got good size, maybe index finger size or so, you could probably harvest that. The weeny, smaller stuff, just let go so it puts back into the plant. But don't harvest it severely next year. But if there's some good size one, it's certainly not going to hurt.
Someone else said they have large sections of their yard dying. Any ideas what could be killing it this year?
No.
I wonder what it looks like.
Yeah, that's difficult. I guess right now what I would do, I'd let it go till spring, see what greens up in the spring of the year. If you got areas that don't green up, then you'll have to interseed. If you see dead spots developing next year, then you need to take a sample up to our diagnostic lab at NDSU and let them diagnose, find out what kind of disease it is. But right now, it's too late probably to do anything this year.
Dave, thanks for another great edition of Plant Talk. Appreciate it.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you guys again next week.
Okay, next week, the last Plant Talk of the growing season here on KFGO until we have our special edition of a holiday Plant Talk coming up on December 1st. Plant Talk is brought to you by The Lawn Doctor.